while they possessed a wide variety of warships at the start of the 18th century, and a lot of their newer warships were somewhat smaller ships of the line, the French Navy of the early 1700s, known as La Royale, would quickly try to develop a much faster, much more heavily armed, standardised third rate to form the core of its fleet for the new century. This would begin with the Sceptre and Bourbon in the 1720s. But although these were listed as 74 gunners, in truth they were really 70 gunners, as four of those guns were tiny little four-pounders mounted on the poop deck. The lower gun deck, though, was made up of 36 livre heavy guns, and that was an extremely formidable gun deck, and they remained difficult opponents, the British only succeeding in taking one of this initial type, the Neptune, into service after they captured it. But in the mid to late 1730s, the French designer François Coulomb the Younger, no direct relation to the man who'd later codify electrical charge, I did check, decided to make the basic design somewhat longer in order to fit a couple more guns on each of the primary gun decks. This meant a lower gun deck of 28 single 36 livre guns, and an upper gun deck of 30 18-pounders. In case you're wondering what I'm on about, the French livre was a unit of measure that's 36 grams, or about 1.3 ounces heavier than the English pound at that time. Both units of measure have changed slightly over the years, but that's the relative values in that time period. Now, one can still refer to the smaller guns, 9-pounders, 12-pounders, 18, even 24-pounders, in pounds, if you're talking for an English-speaking audience, as the difference between a 24-livre or 18-livre gun and an 18-pounder or 24-pounder gun isn't actually enough to move the weight of shot up to the next whole pound. But by the time you get to a 36-livre gun, the difference has actually accumulated enough that a difference in notation has to be made, as a 36-livre shot is equivalent to just over 38 English pounds. In any case, there were therefore 58 heavy guns, accompanied by 16 lighter guns, usually 8-pounders, which could be found in the upper portion of the ship, for a total of 74 guns of meaningful weight. Technically, the four poop deck 4-pounders were still around early on, which would make the ship a 78-gunner, but those 4-pounders were pretty soon disposed of as largely useless. This left the French with a true 74-gunner with a fairly impressive broadside weight, and the first example was named Terrible, laid down in 1736, launched at the end of 1739, and commissioned the following year. She would have quite an interesting and active career, at first proving the power of her design by taking the lead in overwhelming and capturing the much less powerful British 50-gunner HMS Severn, as well as being the French flagship in the 1744 Battle of Toulon. There are quite a few Battle of Toulon, so you do have to qualify that, which ended in a complete shambles as a good portion of the British fleet simply refused to follow their admiral into combat. However, one of the few British officers who did follow the leading admiral into combat was the then Captain Hawke. And a few years later, the now Rear Admiral Hawke ran into a French fleet in 1747, which was defending a large convoy. The French fleet included both Terrible and the captured Severn. This led to the Second Battle of Cape Finisterre, which ended up with all but two of the French warships captured, including both Terrible and Severn. Terrible was then purchased at the prize court for further use by the Royal Navy for the sum of £13,517.10.75. Although just over £2,300 of this was held back to cover some of the repair costs, so overall it netted Hawke's squadron £11,211.11 in prize money to share between them. A relative value of about £35 million today. Renamed ever so slightly to HMS Terrible, she was initially used as a guardship at Portsmouth before being sent out to join the fleet at sea under Admiral Boscawen in 1755, and the next year she came back once more under the auspices of Admiral Hawke as part of his fleet in the Mediterranean. In her Royal Navy service, the 36 Livre guns had been swapped out for 32-pounders, while the upper deck retained the 18-pounders and the French 8-pounders high up were swapped with British 9-pounders in the quarterdeck and forecastle gun ports. After seeing quite extensive service in the Seven Years' War against French holdings in North America, she returned to the UK towards the end of the conflict, whereupon it was decided that although she was barely 20 years old, her hull was just too worn to be of any further use, and she was sent to Chatham, where she was broken up in 1763, just as the Seven Years' War, which in keeping with virtually any war that's named after a fixed period of time had actually lasted 9 years, finally came to an end.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.